Atlanta has long been known as a city too busy to hate, gaining reputation during the civil rights movement as a racially progressive southern city due to the prominence of large organizations such as the NAACP. However, the reputation of Atlanta is not made by large corporations, but off the shoulders of individual people who worked tirelessly to improve the community that they lived in. One such example of this is the Friendship Baptist Church, the birdhouse model of which can be seen in Washington Park. In 1862, in the midst of the Civil War, 25 enslaved African Americans received permission from their white slave owners to establish their own church, known as the First Baptist Church African. Their first pastor was Father Quarles, born in 1821 and owned by a tobacco planter known as Ephraim Ponder. During the German siege of Atlanta in 1864, Father Quarles moved his congregation to Macon, Georgia to start another church before coming back after the siege to start what is now known as the Friendship Baptist Church. Unable to buy property for themselves, the 9th Street Baptist Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, sent them a boxcar purchased from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Church services were held in this boxcar. While Sundays were reserved for the church, weekdays were reserved for classes for what eventually became Atlanta University. The congregation of Friendship Baptist Church quickly outgrew this boxcar. With a loan of $1,500, they established their first permanent structure at the corner of Haynes and Markham Street in 1870. Just 2 years later, in 1872, Friendship Baptist Church outgrew this building and moved to 437 Mitchell Street, where they remained for 143 years. During this time, two prominently historically black colleges began in the basement of Friendship Baptist Church, Morehouse in 1879 and Spelman in 1881. According to Henrietta Phillips Antonin, most people who attended Friendship Baptist Church were highly educated people, university graduates of Atlanta University, Morehouse, and Spelman. 9 churches spun off of Friendship Baptist Church under the guidance of Father Quarles, giving it the moniker of Mother Church. Friendship Baptist Church was also known as a family church, as many families attended Friendship Baptist Church for generations. Throughout the years, Friendship Baptist Church flourished in Atlanta under the guidance of its 7 total pastors, including its 3rd pastor, Reverend Dr. Maynard Holbrook Jackson, whose son Maynard Holbrook Jackson Jr. became the mayor of Atlanta in 1973, the first African-American mayor of a major southern city. Their 4th pastor, Reverend Dr. Samuel Woodrow Williams, was acting president of the Atlanta branch of the NAACP during his time as pastor. In 1976, Friendship Baptist Church had gained enough recognition to be listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Third-generation member Andenard Pope mentions that the congregation began to refer to themselves as the historic Friendship Baptist Church to signify the decades Friendship Baptist Church had stood as a pinnacle of the Atlanta community. In 2007, Friendship Baptist Church agreed to sell their property for $19.5 million to make way for the Falcons' Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Not everyone was in agreement with this decision, as another historical black church was being torn down as well. One of their members, Vicki Johnson, said this.
I think it's an abomination in the sight of God for the city and the Falcons to consider bringing down 2 historic black churches for a stadium for a second-rate football team.
They were left without much of a choice, as the stadium was going to be about 30 feet from their back door. This was a tumultuous time for the church, as their 5th pastor, Reverend Dr. William Vincent Guy, had just retired. The last sermon at 437 Mitchell Street was May 25th, 2014. After the demolition, Friendship Baptist Church held services at Morehouse College in the Martin Luther King Jr. Chapel. The land where Friendship Baptist Church stood for 143 years now serves as a VIP parking lot in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Three years later, Friendship Baptist Church opened its doors at 80 Walnut Street, just blocks away from the original building. The first sermon was held on July 30th, 2017, and was led by Pastor Reverend Dr. Richard W. Wills Sr. After being a church with no walls for so long, Wills said that Friendship Baptist Church now has a commitment to excellence, to lean into the meaning of their name and to be a friend to their community, their city, and even to the world, extending their embrace of friendship around their own membership and beyond. His vision for Friendship Baptist Church is to create a space that's non-judgmental, where people can experience God and love in a very real way. He hopes that eventually, friendship villages could be created around the world, sponsoring the building of a well, and then a school, a hospital, and a church. Out of that, he hopes to create communities where people can experience friendship. Atlanta has long been known as a city too busy to hate. It may be more fitting to call Atlanta the city too busy to remember. Friendship Baptist Church stands as an example for everyone in the city to look up to. They made and will continue to make themselves worthy of being remembered.